Welcome to the Gut Goddess Show, a podcast for women who are fed up of being tired, bloated, and riding the hormonal roller coaster. This is for you if you're ready to create a better belly and gut health, balance your hormones, and create a more peaceful, happier mind. I'm Kezia Hall, your host, holistic nutritionist, coach, mom to young kids, trauma thriver, science, and holistic geek. And this show explores my three-part methodology, the three F's for feeling good: food, feelings, and function. So if you're ready to create pain-free periods or ditch the toilet, food, and IBS drama and just create a normal, joyful relationship with your body and with the food that you eat without overwhelm, restriction, or crazy health obsession, this is the podcast for you, and I am so glad that you are here. Let's get started with today's episode. In this episode, I'm talking about my current glow-up plan and why I know it will work. That's what we're diving into. So I'm going to be sharing, this is a bit more of a personal one, I'm going to be sharing just currently some of the things I'm working on and shifts that I'm trying to create and just sort of that next sort of evolution, as it were. Specifically, I'm going to be talking about how and why I'm looking to shift some of my own body composition and increase a bit more muscle and decrease a little bit of fat, and also generally just in other areas what my current glow up plan was. Glow up to me means just that next version of radiance, of joy, of peace, of wellness, of that well woman. You know, I talk so much here about being a well woman and how the world needs us all, needs more well women in it, and how that is possible for you. You can be well and radiant and confident and feeling really, really good. And I practice what I preach. So I'm just going to kind of let you in a little bit behind the scenes. And also this kind of plan I've created for myself, why I'm really confident that it's going to work. And the secret kind of, it's not really a secret because I'm going to tell you what it is, but what the key part of this glow up plan is and why I'm so confident that I'm going to get to where I want to be. So I'm going to share that with you because it's something that most people forget, and it's one of the things that keeps people really stuck. From working with so many tens and hundreds by this point of women, the thing that keeps people stuck is that's something I'm always aware of and keeping an eye on, of like, how do people, what accelerates people's progress? What allows them to see more results with less effort? And what are the things that hold people back? And I've essentially designed Bloom and my main programs all around those things, the things that help to accelerate. That's why Bloom is over 6 months. That's why it includes a retreat. That's why there's sessions with me every 2 weeks and there's weekly support in between. Why there's a mixture of coaching and a mixture of lab data, because just I've been doing this long enough to track the patterns of what works. And I know that Bloom is a program designed to work. So I know so many people that come to me, maybe already worked with dietitians or nutritionists or other wellness professionals. They've maybe tried different diets. They've tried going gluten-free. They've tried going sugar-free. They've tried expensive supplements. They've had probiotics. And yet they're not necessarily seeing those results. They've not seen the big shifts that they were maybe marketed to or promised. And so that's how a lot of people come to me. And then when they come in Bloom, after I chat with them, maybe we do the well woman audit, then I can basically outline to them, this is the plan that is going to work for you if you show up for it. So anyway, I'm going to be diving into all of those kind of things, which will be really fun. And then behind the scenes here, as I've recorded, I'm releasing this, you know, as of the week of recording it, which is normally I batch things in advance, FYI. But other than here, I have been wrapping up programs with clients and I have space for new clients, which is actually really fun. I've been chatting to people, doing some well woman audits. So if you didn't know, I offer free well woman audits, which are holistic health assessments, where we look through 8 different areas. And really the goal is that you get more clarity on what your root causes are, what your symptoms mean, and what's really going on with your health. These audits are really fun to do. They're very informal. They don't commit you to anything. You don't have to work with me. It's not a big, long sales pitch. It's actually a really helpful, informative audit and session and assessment that's fun and informal. You know, if you listen to my podcast, I'm not super formal or super serious, but the goal is that you gain real clarity with that. So if you haven't booked your well woman audit, go and do it. KeziHall.com/audit, AUDIT. book your audit. And that's also where I'll share different ways of working with me, because I have Bloom, which is my 6-month program, which I'll share a little bit with, because there's been some changes there, which are very exciting. And then I also have other ways of working with me as well. And the goal is really, what do I think is going to work for you the most? And I'll be honest with that. Like, I've had two people I've chatted to this week who I've did audits with, and Bloom actually wasn't the right fit for them. So that's that. I told them that, you know, I'm here to help to tell you what I think is going on with your body, what are the root causes, and therefore what you need and what's going to actually help you see those incredible results that are possible for you. So that has been happening behind the scenes. Also, I've started with a personal trainer, which I'll explain a little bit more. It's part of my glow up plan, which has been fun. So I've been totally changing the way that I exercise. Instead of all the running and swimming and cycling, which I did a lot of last year because I did a triathlon, and I will be doing another triathlon towards the end of the summer this year. So I will need to shift back to that way of training at some point. But it's just, I love mixing stuff up when it comes to movement. And that has just been super fun. And I've also been getting back into my cold plunges. I cold plunge relatively regularly, but over the winter I was maybe doing it once a week, once every couple of weeks. It just didn't feel, I don't know, it just didn't feel as right to do, or it just felt colder than normal, which I don't think is true. But I've been trying to get back into our barrel or just outside. At the weekend, I did like a lake sauna. There was a sauna next to a lake, and, you know, you sauna and then you cold dip, you sauna. And it's made me, honestly, I've now been chatting to my husband of like, we need to start saving up for a sauna in our garden, because we have the whiskey barrel, which we can cold water plunge in. Now we air quotes need a sauna. Seriously, it's so good and so good for you. Also, I've been making some shifts to Bloom as well. So I am going to be announcing something towards the middle or towards the end of May. So if you've been thinking about working with me, you've looked at Bloom and you've maybe, it's not been the right time, you've not pulled the trigger, or it's just too scared or whatever, because Bloom is my 6-month program that includes retreat. I'm adding a whole other layer of incredible goodness, community support to it. I'm not really taking anything away from the program. I'm just adding more to it by adding a group element or enrolling people in at the same time, so that there's the option of having group support as well, which I've been wanting to do for ages. And I'm really excited to offer it. So it'll be basically Bloom will still be a one-to-one program, but I'll be doing it in small groups. So maybe 3-4 people at a time, and you'll have all of your one-to-one time, your personalized program, lab data, tests, all those things, and also some group support. Because again, I've been noticing, how do people see results? How do they see changes at last? How does it feel easier? That's getting one-to-one support, but also feeling like they're doing it with a group of people, that they're not on their own, that there's other people, other women, like-minded people on their own journey that's maybe totally different health issues, different symptoms, different ages, but that you're in it together. That sense of community when you're changing habits, when you're changing routines, is really invaluable. So I'll be adding that in. If you are interested in that, go to keziahall.com/wait to get on the wait list. If you've been thinking, oh yeah, that sounds just what I need, that's been the nudge I've been needing, keziahall.com/wait. You can get onto it there, and I'll send you more information. That doesn't commit you to anything. It just means you'll be the first to know when I put all of that together, if that makes sense, and kind of make it all public. Okay. So you need to get on the wait list, maybe book your audit, depending on what you feel. And let's get on with today's show. So let's talk my current glow up plan. Yeah, I've named that myself. Just decided, yeah, what should I call all this? Glow up. Essentially, it's just the next level of health and well-being and feeling joyful and good and just being myself, becoming more of myself, that sort of next evolution. And I really felt it. Some of it's, you know, it's because it's springtime, but some of it was like, no, it's this time. It's time to glow up. Like, what's not, because I'm really unhappy with my life or with my body or with my health, but I'm just like, I could feel even better. I could have more joy, more peace, more fulfillment, more success. And what would that look like for me? So before I dive into this, I want to encourage you. Do you ask yourself those questions? What would make your life amazing right now? What if your life was a movie, would you want to watch it? And if not, why not? Or other questions you can ask, or what would make this week or each day amazing? What would your dream life look like? And what does that mean? Who would you be in that? Would you be healthier? Would you have more energy? Would you be more peaceful? Would you have shifted your body composition? Would you have changed your job? Like, these are things I think about all the time. I think because, yes, I'm a holistic nutritionist, but also I'm a coach. The reason I work with health is because I know from my own health that having chronic health conditions is so limiting. And this is our one precious life, and I want to live it as best I can. I want to live out my dreams. I believe that I'm here and you're here for a unique and specific purpose, something that only you can do, that you've been placed in this time, in this place, at this point of the world's turning for a reason. And if you are tired and foggy and in pain and struggling and unable to get out of bed and really anxious, it's really difficult to show up fully for your life. Now, your dream life doesn't require you to be perfect. It doesn't require perfection, but it does require you to show up. And when you're sick, it's harder. I mean, you can still do it 100%. And there's amazing people that do and have to because of their health conditions. But I knew based on my health conditions, there was actually, I had a lot more sovereignty and a lot more autonomy than I was really utilizing. And I see that a lot of the time when people are coming to work with me is they've gotten to that point where they realize I could feel better. I know there's more that I could do. There is more available to me. I just don't know how, and I can't seem to implement it, and I don't know what to do. So first of all, what's your glow up plan? What's your next version? What would be your dream life? What would feel like, what would make your days feel amazing? How would you love your life to be? And these are things I reflect on actually really often. And so as part of that, it just felt time and intuitively right that I just do a bit of a glow up plan because I kind of felt excited about it. So there's a couple of different areas. Well, mainly probably two main areas of this specific glow up plan. There's really areas around my work and my mission and my service to the world and also my health. So I want to share with you just a little bit of what that looks like. And probably the juiciest bit is really looking about my health, because I decided that I wanted to kind of shift my body composition and ideally increase my muscle and decrease my fat. I haven't got any specific goals. I'm not into goal weights or anything like that. I can't be bothered with that stuff. And I think a lot of it's BS. But I did recognize, actually, I would love to be a bit more toned. I would love to have a bit more muscle definition, not even muscle definition, but just have more muscle and less fat. I kind of feel like that was something I've been wanting to play about with and experiment with and just see what was possible for me, just see what was possible for my body and for how I felt. And I also knew that it was quite an easy, I mean, I spent actually a long time thinking about it, because I think when we're looking at changing our body fat and our body composition, there can be a lot of stuff that gets tangled in with that around worth and our dieting culture and general indoctrination with dieting and restriction. Why do I want to lose body fat? Do I think it's better? All of those kind of things. So I took some time to look at that. Then the conclusion was, you know what? I think this might be fun. I love running experiments and I want to run this experiment. I had my twins 3 years ago and it would just be fun to do this for me and kind of just see how strong and how fit and how healthy I could be specifically in terms of reducing body fat. I used to be able to do a pull-up and I'd love to be able to do a pull-up again, but there's a part of my brain that was like, well, you're a mum now. So mums are just squidgier and softer. And yeah, if you're squidgy and soft, brilliant. There is nothing wrong with being squidgy and soft, but I kind of wanted, there was a part of that narrative that made me feel limited. Like, well, this is just what you have now. You don't have any other choice. And when I realized that, I was like, hey, hold on a second. I have choice. And also I know exactly what to do to shift my body composition, because this is what I do with clients all the time. It's not like rocket science. It just depends on if I really want it. So that's been a part of my glow up plan. And in terms of health, also a couple of other health things as well. I am wanting to just kind of, I've been noticing probably the last 6 months have been more stressful for me work-wise. And so often with stress comes either an increase in alcohol or an increase in caffeine or an increase in sugar. And I've just been aware that, sugar's been playing, just creeping in a little bit more than I would like. And even things like, I always joke about how much dark chocolate I eat on social media, but even things like that of actually being like, you know, that's a little bit, Who's the powerful one here? Because when it comes to food, I am happy to eat chocolate and indulge in pizza and burgers and whatever. When it comes from a powerful place, when it comes from me choosing, feeling empowered and finding pleasure and joy in that food. I'm interrupting myself to give you a quick reminder that my final spring workshop is happening on the 13th of May, and we are talking all about reducing body fat and shifting your body composition. So if you're looking for a effective but kind way of shifting and reducing your body fat with a good dose of self-love and feminism, then join me in this workshop. We're going to be diving into some of the actual tools and strategies that will work whilst also trying to untangle, like how do you apply that and also untangle from this kind of dieting brainwashing that we've had? How do you shift your body composition with self-love, with kindness, but also in a way that actually works and is effective and doesn't take over your whole life and feel completely restrictive and depressing and awful and like you have to eat celery all the time? Because I'm really passionate about you being free, and freedom is actually knowing how to shift something if you want to shift it. So if you don't want to reduce your body fat, that's fine. You never have to. You're beautiful and worthy without ever shifting any amount of weight on your body. But if your current body size doesn't feel like freedom to you and you feel like it's out of alignment and you want it to shift, but you're not really sure how and you don't want to sign up to dieting clubs and you don't want to go down that route, join me for this workshop. I'm going to be sharing with you the mix of the strategy that will work and can really help that you can try on, and as well as how do we do this in a really, in a way that's easier and that's kind and that's effective, because that is possible. So join me, head to keziahall.com/spring. You can come to just that workshop, or you can sign up and get all three of my spring workshops. It's up to you. So keziahall.com/spring. It'll be on Monday evening, the 13th of May. You're very welcome. There will be a replay, but I'd love for you to be there live and then you can ask questions. This is going to be a really juicy workshop, and I'm excited to share with you what I'm doing right now, what's been working with my clients, and what the research says. See you there. keziahall.com/spring. When foods become something I have to have, when it becomes almost like an addiction, that's when I think there's problems. So a lot of the time, and that is nuanced, because you could be eating this, two people could be eating exactly the same meal. And for one person, it could be this joyous, pleasurable celebration. And the other person, it could be driven by fear, anxiety, and shame and addiction. And the actual food isn't maybe any different. Now, there's foods that can create more food addiction than others. Things like sugar, things like alcohol, things like, you know, and obviously other substances. But it's really about that intention behind it. So anyway, so part of it is shifting my body composition. I'm going to share with you what I've been focused on to do that. And also kind of addressing my relationship with sugar, which really means addressing my relationship with stress. So that really comes to the next part of it in terms of my work and service to the world and getting support in that area. And also really becoming aware of my relationship with stress and how I'm looking after myself. And this is, again, this is a work in progress. I haven't really got any this isn't something I've nailed in the last 24 hours, but I have been aware that I've been feeling more stressed in the last 6 months, probably because I currently do two jobs. I run my business and have my clients, and I also work for a charity called Food for the Brain. And the charity work, we've had a lot of big things going on in that, and I help a couple of days a week doing that. So I was just aware of this happening, you know, and you can see it in front of you. You're like, oh, I'm feeling more stressed. And so I just realized part of my glow up was kind of nipping that in the bud, or just changing that trajectory before I headed into burnout or even potential burnout. I don't feel burnout currently, but I just want to honor myself before I even get to that point. You don't have to get to like your burnout or your low before you can change and pivot. That's kind of what this glow up is. I'm like, oh, I can see I've kind of headed down this trajectory. Okay, I've kind of gone a couple of degrees off my map. I just need to like come a couple of degrees in, if that makes sense. So that's kind of what my glow up plan. So what does that mean and what does that look like? Well, the biggest thing that I've been focusing on is getting support. Yep. If you are looking to change anything in your health, if you're looking to create more freedom with more ease, if you're looking to heal your body, shift your body composition in my case, but you know, maybe it's balance out your hormones or prepare for pregnancy or get more energy or sort out your mental health, whatever it is, support is required. So for me, in terms of my body, that's looked like a couple of different things. That's looked like changing a couple of the ways that I shop. So really practical support in terms of the food that I buy, making it easier. And that's something that I'm going to be working on, is how can I make my food and meal planning easier whilst also being, having like those, what am I trying to say? I'm basically trying to eat like more protein and more carbs. So what are shopping habits that makes that easiest? How can I shop to make that eating more carbs, healthy carbs, and eating more protein easy for me? So that's one way of getting support. Next level of support that I've been looking at getting, and I have gotten and started, is with a personal trainer. Because for me, I know the nutrition side of things. I know how to get my mitochondria working, how to burn fat. I know my body really well. I know my lab results, you know, my root causes. I know all of these things. I know why my body is holding the fat that it's holding now. Like, I know that. I know the food stuff down to a T. So what I was like, I don't really need nutrition support, although, you know, there's nothing wrong with doing that even as nutrition. I don't really need someone to tell me what to eat or to help interpret my, you know, my biology. I can do that fine. But I do need some accountability and support. And I love exercise and I want to build more muscle, but I find lifting weights boring. In comes in a personal trainer. Now, I have been put off working with a personal trainer because I've had so many clients work with me who've had terrible experiences with personal trainers. Personal trainers just tell them to skip breakfast, eat 1200 calories, drink tons of coffee, take these horrendous protein. Like, I've heard some horrendous stuff from my clients who've worked with personal trainers, and I like spend weeks undoing the damage that they've done in terms of their nutritional recommendations. So let's just say I've been a bit skeptical about doing it because, you know, also it's an, you know, you invest money in it. And again, like working with me, we often have resistance to investing in our health. To be honest, I don't have a big set. I have spent thousands and thousands and thousands on my health and seen an incredible return of that investment. So that doesn't, yeah, I don't have a big thing about that, but it always comes up a little bit. So I've started with a personal trainer who is really changing how I exercise. Like, it's, and I'm just going with it. It's really different to what I've done before. I'm actually exercising less. It's really hard. And I'm just going to give it a go for a couple of months, build more muscle, see how my body composition shifts, and take it from there, which is quite exciting. Also, as part of that, for me, I also realized I did actually need some accountability. I need somebody who's kind of in this in with me, on the journey with me, which is, I mean, this is obvious. This is what I do with my clients all the time. This is what we need as humans in order to create lasting, tangible results. The biggest obstacle that gets in the way of you and your transformation, or one of the biggest things, is going to be how much support you allow yourself to have, and also knowing what your root causes are. So for me, I knew some of my root causes were some nutritional tweaks I needed to make, which I can talk about in a minute, and then also training differently, exercising differently. If I wanted a different outcome, I needed to do something different. I couldn't just carry on exercising the same way I've been exercising for the last 3 years and expect my body composition to change. It's the same with clients I'm working with. You can't just expect yourself to keep buying random supplements from Amazon and you've been maybe doing that for the last 2 years and expect your symptoms to change. Or you can't expect, you know, you can't keep going back to the same slimming club that you've been to and rejoined several times over and expect the outcome to be different, because if it didn't work the first time, it's unlikely to work now. So I realized, you know what, I need some accountability. I need some structure. I need someone who's in this with me, and I need a formula. I need a plan of action. I need a structure that's different to what I've tried before. And you know, this mirrors what I do with my clients, which is why I knew I needed it. If you want to change, if you want something to be different, you need to approach it in a completely different way. And what I do as a holistic nutritionist is so unique. It's so different. I'm a coach and I'm a holistic nutritionist. I'm that geeky person that's going to jump into the lab data with you. And I'm going to coach you through some of the psychological, the habit, the lifestyle shifts that need to take place. That's why Bloom is 6 months long. So that what we do, a bit like your phone, when you get like a software upgrade, in Bloom, you will get a complete software upgrade so that all your default settings change for good. It's not just like about being good for a month or two. It's about completely shifting. Anyway, so some of it has been getting a personal trainer. Also, in terms of my nutrition, I spent literally probably only about 2 days just tracking everything I ate to see what my macronutrient ratio is, which is basically how much fat, protein, and carbs I'm eating. And I was quite shocked because I don't track while I'm eating, guys. I hate tracking calories. I don't track calories. I don't track micronutrients. I just don't like it. I don't enjoy it. But again, if you want something to change, you need to track it. It's why I sometimes get clients to track for 1 or 2 days, why they have food diaries, why I do lab data, why we track their symptoms, why, you know, again, this is what I do with my clients all the time. But I realized from tracking what I was eating, oh, I was eating a lot of fat, like healthy fat, but a lot of fat. And I know from just knowing my body and my history, I do best eating a good amount of protein and actually eating more carbs, especially when it comes to exercise and shifting body composition. So nutrition-wise, I've just been focused on eating more protein and eating more carbs and focusing less on fat. So that's just things like adding in lots of almond butter, eating lots of nuts, lots of butter, lots of dark chocolate. I'm not avoiding those foods. I'm not eating them. I'm not like using Fry Light or silly, I'm not buying low fat yogurt. Like I'm not doing any of that stuff. But I'm just not focused on eating as much healthy fats. I still eat some dark chocolate, still have olive oil things, still have some butter, but just not, I'm just being mindful of how much of that. And I'm also trying to increase my healthy carbs, things like quinoa and fruit and other, I don't know why my brain has gone to those two carbs. There's literally so many I could pick, but those are the nutritional changes. And again, just having support in that and having a personal trainer I can chat to who's not completely aligned nutrition-wise, but to be fair, he knows I'm a nutritionist, so he's not doing the whole personal training good and bad thing with food. I'm like, I want you to help me build my muscle, and we're going to talk about geeky muscle body anatomy things, and I can deal with the food myself. So that's the glow up plan in terms of my health. I'm also going to run a little bit of a cleanse. I tend to do that every year, this time every year, just a bit of a gentle detox to just help clear out my system and do a bit of gentle detoxing work and ramp up my sauna and cold plunges and just the things that I know help me, hot baths, good quality sleep, hydration, you know, some of the simple things just to kind of take it to the next level. And then I've also been thinking more about my work and how I work with clients and everything here in the world of keziahall.com. And again, the main glow up, the main area I'm expanding in that is by getting support. I just invested a good chunk of money in working with someone to really help with this business, this mission. And this is more than a business to me and and a livelihood and a job. This really is a mission for me. I am really driven to do this because I want as many women as can be to be free and to have autonomy and sovereignty in their body. I'm so sick of women being fobbed off with their health, fobbed off with their symptoms and patronized. Like, no, it's time. The world needs more women who are well. We need more women who have energy and focus and clarity, who feel really good so that all the good things in the world can happen, so that things can change in terms of our societies and in terms of parenting, in terms of creativity and beauty. I really am passionate about women being well, about us rewriting the history and our history of oppression and limitation and being subject and possessed and being the possession of men and actually really thriving. And what does that look like in our lives? And so the other part of my glow up plan has been getting this coaching support myself. So I now have, I mean, I've had coaches on and off for a long time, but this is just this next level. Someone I've wanted to work with for a long time who is now my coach and just helping me in my own expansion in terms of work, but also in terms of life and dream life and just all the things. And that has felt like such a gift to myself. It was a significant investment. And so, you know, we always get a bit nervous about that. But again, I've invested so much in coaching and therapy and my health and lab tests and nutrition and all these kind of things now. I know that I'm going to see a really good return on that financially, as well as in terms of just my life. So that is really exciting. There's some exciting things happening. I'm not making any big changes to my business or anything like that. There's just like some tweaks and a couple of things. So that is exciting. So the main takeaway is, if you're wanting to create your own glow up in your life, you're going to need some support. Like really, that's, if I think about what I'm doing now, and also some strategy, that's true. You need, Like you could just have like lots of encouragement, but with no strategy, that's a bit annoying and useless. So for your own glow up, my own glow up, I've had my strategy, which I've explained to you in terms of nutrition and personal training and coaching that I'm investing in and being supported in. So I've got that strategy there. I've got it like, you know, there's stuff in my Google Calendar. When I have my workouts, when I have my coaching sessions, I have my meal plan. You know, I have the practical, tangible structure. And I also have support so that that structure at strategy actually happens. The biggest thing that holds people back, and it makes me sad because I really want you to be well and I want people to be well. And, you know, this might already be happening in your life, but is that they maybe have an idea of the strategy that they need to have, but they have no support to implement it. Or they have no idea what to do and they have no support to implement. So really simply put, I'm really excited for my glow up, for my little experiments. I'll keep you in the loop. I will be chatting more about how I am shifting my body composition in my body composition workout, which is on the, I think the 13th of May. If you go to keziahall.com/spring, I'm doing a whole workshop specifically about so that you can be equipped with the tools that you need to shift your body composition. Because one thing, I don't like dieting culture at all. I don't think you need to diet. I think it's like this mass brainwashing that we've had. But the thing that annoys me is that people don't feel free in their bodies and they don't feel comfortable with the size that they are at, yet they are not equipped to know how to shift their body fat. So I want to equip you in this workshop with the simple strategies for actually shifting your body fat so that you can feel free. And you might decide to stay at the size you are, and that's fine. You can be whatever size you want to be, but if you are wanting to shift your body fat, but you feel really disempowered on how to do that without dieting, without counting calories, without all this nonsense, come to this body recomposition workshop. It's going to be, I'm going to explain to you the really effective and strategic ways to shift your body composition, the stuff that I'm doing right now, but that's also really kind and has a big dollop of feminism and self-love in there, because that's possible. And if you want to shift, if you want to reduce your body size, reduce your body fat, that is possible to you. That's not, it's available. It is a choice that you have. But I know for many people I work with, it doesn't feel like a choice. It feels like they're just stuck. And that's not right. And that, I don't like that. So hence doing the workshop. Okay. So I really want to encourage you. What's your next glow up plan? What's the next version? What's the next evolution of yourself? And where is the support? How can you get the strategy and how can you get support? One of the best ways to do that would maybe just become to one of my workshops, or I am taking on new clients in Bloom and I have some exciting updates about that. So you can find out more about Bloom at keziahall.com/Bloom. I have space for new clients in May and June and I would love to work with you. So thank you for being here and I will speak to you soon. Are you wondering what the heck is going on with my body? What is with the bloating, the hormonal roller coaster, the pain, the fatigue, your inability to lose weight? And you know you want things to change, like that, you're very clear on that. You want something to change, but you have no idea what direction to head in. You read stuff, you listen to stuff, but how do you know where to begin? How do you know where to start? What's the first steps? If that's you, then I want to give you some answers within the next 10 minutes. Go to keziahall.com/quiz to do the free Gut Goddess quiz, and I'm going to point you in the right direction, give you three things that are going to help you, help your symptoms, and get you started so that things feel clear, doable, and that you can actually see some big shifts. So go to keziahall.com/quiz, complete the quiz. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And if you haven't left me a review yet, please go to iTunes, scroll down, look at ratings and review, and give me a 5-star review and leave a few comments. That really helps the podcast to reach more people. And if you want to know more about anything I mentioned in the podcast, you can go to the show notes at keziahall.com/blog. And I would love to hear from you if you have any other questions. And please share this podcast with anyone that you know that you find helpful. Screen share it, put it on Instagram, Facebook, put it in your WhatsApp groups, screenshot it, share it with a friend. The more people that hear about this show, the merrier, because more and more women need to know how good they get to feel. So thank you for being here and I will see you next week.